The Lord be with you.
A
reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus journeyed to a city called Nain, and his disciples and a large crowd accompanied him. As he drew near to the gate of the city, a man who had died was being carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow. A large crowd from the city was with her. When the Lord saw her, he was moved with pity for her and said to her, "Do not weep." He stepped forward and touched the coffin. At this, the bearers halted, and he said, "Young man, I tell you, arise." The dead man sat up and began to speak, and Jesus gave him to his mother. Fear seized them all, and they glorified God, exclaiming, "A great prophet has arisen in our midst, and God has visited his people." This report about him spread through the whole of Judea and in all the surrounding region. The Gospel of the Lord. Reading this gospel, I thought to myself, what if you go to the cemetery for viewing, to view a corpse, and all of a sudden the corpse rises? What would you do? Be scared or run away, hold your breath. Just imagining what would have happened when this young man was raised to life. Life is all about ups and downs, ups and downs. When we live vertically, we are living the life. When we live horizontally, we are giving up. We are dead. Am I living the life, or am I living vertically, staying alive, or living horizontally, giving up? I joined the Dominicans in 1999, January 1999, and made my first profession August 6th. No, I joined the Dominicans in 1998. I made my first profession August 6th, 1999, and became a solemnly professed brother in 2004, July 10th, 2004. And then I became a member of the solemnly professed. With the formators, we are able to judge the younger brothers coming into the life, whether they are suitable for the life. And I became clear what was done to us the first 5 years. It did not end there. After becoming a permanent member, to advance to becoming a deacon and a priest, you are also evaluated with the rules of the order and with the rules of the church. Today, St. Paul identifies what should be the criteria for becoming, for taking up positions. Some have become obsolete today because of the new rules of the church. But what is interesting for me is the fact that taking up position is not a show of power. It's not for you to come and exercise power and control. Rather, it is to serve. And this was made manifest or made very clear into this gospel from Luke chapter 7, verse 13. When Jesus saw this procession going on, and this young man, he felt pity. He had compassion. Leadership is about compassion. There are times we have to uphold the rules and all that, but at the end of it, is it to glorify God, to uphold humanity, or to arrogate power to ourselves? It is for service. Today we celebrate two great men. They were bishops around 54, 55, 57 AD. They lived. Cornelius and Cyprian. In fact, Cyprian was the first African bishop to be martyred. But they were very compassionate. Compassionate with those who were relapsed Christians. They did all they could to bring them back to the church. They were very compassionate in their ministry. And they paid dearly for their lives. They were martyred. In fact, Cornelius was decapitated, you know, broken in pieces for serving God. So we began this Mass by singing that song, Faith of Our Fathers, Living Still. But for them, maybe Christianity would not have survived. Faith of Our Fathers, Living Still. May we be faithful to it till death. May we have that grace of final perseverance. It doesn't matter how much you, how well you started. It's about how well you ended. It doesn't matter how ugly, how terribly you started. It's about how well you end. When someone says, I am going on pilgrimage, and I say to them, pray for me. And they would ask, what's your intention? I say, pray that I may get to heaven. Very beautiful. At the end of the day, if we did not make heaven, of what use is it? Faith of our fathers, living still. May the Lord help us to persevere till the end with all the good qualities. Amen.